Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back.
Hello, stranger.
17 Tail, thanks for hanging out with me. 20 years ago this month, I had a guy on my show for the first time. His name is Bob Dylan Schneider. He's been an abiding supporter and a wise counsel to me and a good friend all those years. Hey, Bob, happy anniversary.
It's great to be back on the show, Jim. Thank you. You know, in about a few days, we start our 30th year in business.
Congratulations. Yeah,
you and I started
about the same time. You started yours in 90. I started mine in 89. And it's a great place. You know, Bob, we're talking about human nature. We're talking about the behavior of Americans. The thing that I have a hard time with are people who want to dwell on all the things that America has done in the past that was wrong, instead of what's been done to make progress and what can we do going forward. And when all you want to do is tear down something, you're not part of the solution. We need to remember what Mark Antony said at Caesar's funeral. He said, "The evil that men do live after them. The good is oft interred in their bones." We need to flip that around in America. What do you think, Bob?
I think we need to figure out ways we can begin to build and not tear down. I think we need to figure out ways we can support one another and not decry one another. I think athletes need to play the game, not need to take a knee. All those things. I'd say, yeah, we just need a different focus. And for that, we need leadership.
Well, and one of the things about leadership is leaders tell the truth. Leaders focus on the truth. And if you're going to be a leader, an athlete leader, the truth is that you got a good shot at becoming a millionaire as a professional athlete. Why would you say America is bad in that environment, Bob? I'm having trouble connecting that.
America is very good. America has given that pro athlete the chance to do what he or she can do. And we need to enhance that, not bring it down to
right.
Bring it down to
can you talk about, there's a poll that you're working on. Can you give us a little hint into some of the things that you've learned?
We've just done a survey, Jim, of 200 young people between ages 18 and 26. And some of the things they said, they want people knocking one another out. They want to talk about building up. They want to talk about better days. But they want to get rid of the drug. They want to eliminate drugs. They want fair housing. They want they want to have politicians talk about what they're for, not what they're against. That's what they're interested in.
Mm-hmm.
The young people, it's a refreshing, the results of this poll. And it'll get some attention, by the way. But
do you think that will accrue to the election? Do you think that will the behavior, those sentiments will cause them to make certain decisions in the election?
I think they might. I mean, if I was Donald Trump right now, I'd say to Biden, "Joe, what are you for?
Uh-huh.
What are you against?" And that's what I would do.
Yeah.
I mean, Trump is for certain things, and Biden is against Trump. That's what's going on right now.
Do you?
It's fascinating.
Well, I'm. Are you troubled by watching Biden right now? I mean, I took care of my parents and they were older than Biden is now. And I got to be careful, Bob. You and I are not that far behind, all that far behind him. But still, I saw them declining. I watched them decline, and especially my mother declined mentally. And he doesn't look strong to me. He even when he forms his words well, he doesn't look robust to me. Does he? Do you?
I think the debates, which started September 29th, are going to get more television viewership than the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I think in those debates, Biden is going to really have to take some energy pills, because if he operates the way he does now, he's going to fail miserably. You're right.
Yeah.
He's down on one knee right now. The person that bothers me about Biden is number two, Ms. Harris.
Yeah.
And if Ms. Harris gets in the White House, that means Ms. Pelosi becomes the vice president.
That's right.
That's a bad, bad equation.
That's dangerous. There's no question about that. Well, you know, and the apparently now it's the Harris-Biden ticket. Did you see that this week?
That's right. It's not the Biden-Harris ticket.
No, she called, both of them said that in the same day almost. And they misspoke, but was that Freudian? What do you think?
I think it was Freudian, and I think here's the real danger. If Biden loses, which I believe he will, that means Harris has now got to step up. So 4 years from now, we're going to be dealing with Harris. There's a major change underway now.
Maybe not 4 years.
That's exactly right.
I'm not talking about radical right wingers. A lot of people, when they think of Joe Biden, they think of a Trojan horse candidate.
Well, Harris is as a California senator. She hasn't been out there dealing with the fires,
right,
and the problems out there. That's what she should be doing right now.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting, and when we come back after the break, there's some other things going on in the election coming up and in the political landscape, and I'm going to get Bob to help us with that. One of them is he knows Mike Bloomberg, and Mike is staking a claim in Florida on behalf of Biden. When we come back, I'm going to see if Bob can give us his thoughts on whether he thinks Mike is going to be successful helping Biden in Florida. I think we can look back at Bloomberg's attempt at becoming president and see whether maybe that may be an indicator. Tintail, right back with Bob Dylan Schneider. Stay with us. That I
love. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.